Welcome to A Magical Life, Health, Wealth and Weight Loss. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, lead practitioner at Holistic Natural Health Australia and number one best-selling author. In this podcast, I aim to give you practical tips on how to accelerate and sustain your health, increase your financial, spiritual and emotional wealth, and to look at something that haunts many of us needlessly, weight loss. In some episodes, I'll have guests available to give you even more tips, but in others, the floor is yours. Drop us a line at A Magical Life Podcast on Facebook and let me know what you would like to know more about. Now, sit back and enjoy, because it is time for you to create and truly discover a magical life. Welcome back to A Magical Life. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, and today Lauren Fonville joins us. Lauren is an integrative energy practitioner specializing in EFT, tapping for stress, anxiety, and trauma. She guides her clients on a journey of self-healing to break through obstacles, be they physical, mental, or emotional, that are keeping them stuck and holding them back in life or business. She believes we all have the answers within, and sometimes we just need a little help accessing them. Welcome, Lauren.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here with you today.
I'm so excited for this chat because, as the listeners know, I work with the PNEI of trauma. And what I see in clients is, you know, things that have happened when they were babies are still causing immune reactions, you know, in their 40s, 50s, 60s. So there's so much that we know now about trauma. Can you just explain to the listeners about energy? Where is energy stored? And why is it so important to address energy?
Yeah. So we are energy, right? I'm energy, you're energy, energy surrounds us. And our energy is in our body and, you know, internal and external. And I really like to talk about emotions and how the definition of emotion is energy in motion. And it's this idea that our emotions want to move. They don't want to be stagnant. And sometimes when we experience emotions that we don't necessarily enjoy feeling, like anger, frustration, sadness, what we tend to do is push them down or stuff them down and then distract ourselves with something else. And while that can be really helpful in the short term to like avoid how you're really feeling, in the long term, those emotions, that energy builds up to a point where you can't ignore it. And sometimes that will display itself as, you know, lashing out at somebody who perhaps doesn't deserve it, you know, going from 0 to 100 on the anger scale and just kind of flip it out. Or sometimes it means physically that stress or that anxiety is going to come out in a physical manner with chronic pain. And so it's really important to be able to tune into your energy, listen to your body, and really be able in communication with your body and what it needs, and hold space for the emotions as they come up so that you can really feel good and be at ease and be at peace in your body.
So true. Now, let's get on to our standard three questions, because I'm really excited about your answers here. So the first one is, what can your expertise do to accelerate health? Not just the physical, but also emotional and spiritual health.
Yeah. So I specialize in something called the Emotional Freedom Technique, which also is referred to as EFT or tapping, which is this process of gently tapping on certain points of the body while simultaneously acknowledging the emotions that we feel. And as humans, right, like we just talked about, we have these experiences, and these experiences have emotions attached to them. And when they are emotions that we don't enjoy feeling, we stuff them down. And what tapping can do is that in a very gentle way, it can help you tune into those experiences that you had, that you have stuffed away and that you haven't really held space for, and enable you to acknowledge them so that then you can move through them. Because sometimes we have these experiences that go as far back as our childhood, as you were saying, and they're kind of layered on top of other experiences that we've had. And then sometimes, you know, you can feel really overwhelmed or really stressed or really angry. And you think that it's because, you know, maybe somebody said something to you that just set you off. But in reality, there's probably a whole connection of things that have happened that go way back that it is related to why you're being triggered by one person saying something to you. So tapping can really help you to release some of that so that you can feel better and feel calmer. And that's really what I specialize in and working with my clients so that we can peel back those layers and get to the root of what's really going on so that you can release it and be free from it.
And that is just so important. You know, you can't expect to bake a gorgeous cake, put a layer of really crappy cheap icing on, and then decorate it and have it last. You know, it's just gonna end up falling apart.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. We need to really get to the root of what's going on and why you're feeling the way you're feeling. And you know, you don't have to dive into the deep end when you're doing this too, especially if you're someone who has knowingly experienced trauma in the past. It can be scary, or the idea of feeling like you have to relive something. And that's not how tapping works. It's really more tuning into the sensation in the body and allowing yourself to really just be open to what other thoughts come up. And it's a process of really connecting the dots and listening to yourself.
Now, Lauren, we talk about wealth here as well, and people think wealth is just the financial, but it's also emotional and personal wealth. So what are your top three tips to creating wealth?
I love that. And it's true, right? It's like, makes me think of success. What's your definition of success? You know, so a lot of people will associate that with money, but it's not necessarily. It's your happiness level. And so I think wealth, it makes me think of abundance of love, abundance of kindness. And I think it's a process of really getting to know what's important to you and identifying that and being able to release some of the other stuff that is preventing you from really embodying that, because sometimes we can get so caught up in the external world and maybe external expectations. And I think sometimes people forget that when we're able to tune into our internal world, that can have just as big of an impact on the external experience. So when you're able to find that peace within, you're going to have a more peaceful existence in the world, right? And so I think it's just the major tip, I guess, would be to really just get quiet and listen to what your true desires are, what's really important to you, and see, and then through this tapping work, you can see what sorts of types of resistance are making themselves known and work through letting some of that go.
And so you're looking within there. What else can we do to increase our wealth?
Yeah. I mean, well, if we're talking about financial wealth too, there can be lots of mindset blocks, right? Around worthiness, feeling worthy of abundance and money, around if you're an entrepreneur, if you're someone who maybe has negative thoughts, like, why am I even doing this? Or who am I to think that I can do this? You know, we can all get caught up in the negative mindset. And that can be detrimental to your ability to move forward. You can get stuck there. And so I think what's important is to really acknowledge your emotions and acknowledge those thoughts that come up so that you can move through them. Because when we get into that habit of ignoring those things and stuffing them down, it's like we're running from them as opposed to running through them. And when you can run through it, then you don't have to be scared and running from it. And that takes practice. But yeah, allowing yourself to feel the feelings is what's going to be most important in having that success.
Now, sometimes those feelings can be, you know, quite big, quite dramatic. How do we safely feel those feelings without them kind of just absorbing us.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely a practice that I would recommend working with a practitioner if you are someone who has knowingly experienced trauma and has really big emotions around particular events. Having that guidance and having somebody hold the space for you is really, really important when we're talking about trauma. But if you're somebody who is just curious about this idea of tapping, of the emotional freedom technique, there are tons of videos that are out there that can kind of guide you through in a very gentle manner on certain topics. I mean, you can go on YouTube and type in, you know, any emotion, sadness, anger, frustration, and EFT, and you will most likely find a video with it. And just being mindful of how you're feeling and the thoughts that are coming up. And if it does feel too intense for you, then back off. Again, it's that process of really listening to yourself and knowing what your limits are and knowing when you need to ask for help and have guidance through that process.
And our final standard question, Lauren, is around weight. And, you know, many people are battling with their weight and it's quite a journey. You know, they're up, they're down, they're stagnant, they're like, it's all happening. So have you ever battled your weight? If you won the battle, how did you do it? And what can you offer the listeners who might be on that roller coaster?
I mean, I definitely have had my issues around that. And I think learning this technique has helped me with emotional eating. You know, some people suffer from emotional eating, or some people eat when they're really stressed out. And being able to create awareness around that, awareness when you're actually doing it, so that you can stop and tap. Some people have, maybe they'll be healthy all day, eat healthy all day, and then they get to the evening and that's when they kind of gorge on stuff. And it's like, I know what I should be doing, but I'm not doing it. And tapping has been shown, and there's studies that back this up, has been shown to help with cravings and with weight loss. And again, because there's often an emotional component to this, right? And sometimes we're not aware of it. I was recently just talking about this tapping video that I had come across, where it was a woman who had this love affair with soda, and she was drinking an excessive amount of soda every day. And she came up in front of the crowd, and there was a practitioner who was, you know, asking a bunch of questions about how she felt when she drank the soda, and, you know, she loved how it made her feel. And, you know, she loved that the bubbles and the burning sensation as it went down. And the practitioner asked questions like, what does it remind you of when you drink the soda? And then the woman paused and she started saying, oh, well, it reminds me of summers when I would be with my grandmother on the front porch. And so after, you know, it took time to get there, but after tapping on these things and having these questions asked, it became really apparent to her that, oh, yeah, the soda isn't about the soda. The soda is about this feeling of love that I had with my grandmother. And so then by the end of the session, they had her take another sip of soda. And she was like, oh, now the burning is like uncomfortable. I don't like it as much as I liked it, you know, before. And so once you're able to create awareness around something and you can begin to think about things a little bit differently, then you begin to feel differently. And when you feel differently, the actions you take are going to be different. And of course, when you take different actions, your result is going to be different. So, you know, this is definitely a tool that I would recommend if you're someone that's struggling with your weight and getting to the root of maybe why you're having the cravings or why you're binge eating or, you know, whatever your issue might be. It's definitely a tool that you can use to help explore those things for sure.
Fantastic. Now, people might think tapping is kind of strange. Like, how can tapping on one part of your body release something or help you heal from something? Can you just explain some of the science, please, behind what tapping does and maybe how it releases energy?
Yeah. So when I describe it to people, I'll often describe it as acupuncture without the needles. So instead of placing needles in at these points, we're applying light acupressure by gently tapping on these points. And the points that we're tapping on are the end points of the meridians. And the meridians are how energy moves through the body. And that is something that's talked a lot about in Chinese medicine. And there is science behind this. So not only are you creating new neural pathways, which is helping you to think about things differently in your brain, it's been shown that as you tap on these points, it reduces the amount of cortisol pumping through the body by up to 43%. And that's a really, really big number. And cortisol is the stress hormone. And so when you are dealing with stress and anxiety, especially if you're someone who's dealing with chronic stress and anxiety, you have an awful lot of cortisol pumping through your body at all times. And so by beginning to tap on these points, simply tapping and breathing on these points, it's going to help to reduce that amount of cortisol. And when that happens, then you're going to feel calmer in your body. And when you feel calmer in your body, you're able to make those good, sound decisions. You're not able to do that when that cortisol is going off. And the alarm in the brain is called the amygdala, is the alarm in the alarm center in the brain. You know, that's there to protect us in those times when we need to fight back or to run away, that sort of thing. But when we're talking about chronic stress, that alarm is going off and it's sending the cortisol, and we don't need it in those times. So it's basically telling that part of the brain, hey, you don't need to be in fight or flight right now. You can turn that off and reduce the amount of cortisol. And that's a big deal. And so that you can use this practice reactively in those situations when you're feeling really overwhelmed or you're having a really intense craving, and you can use it in the moment to reduce that. But you can also use it proactively on a day-to-day basis as just part of your, you know, regular self-care and well-being practice. And it's a great way to acknowledge those emotions so that they don't start to build up and then cause problems later.
Thanks for that clarification on what it's doing. Now, people may have heard of tapping in their past. They've maybe seen a free app or, you know, someone's mentioned EFT. And they may think, oh, well, that's okay for maybe weight loss or stress relief, but it can't help me with pain, or it can't help me with whatever's happening in my world today. How can tapping be, I guess, molded to what the patient or the client is dealing with? Like, how can it be so vast?
Yeah. And I understand that question. And I understand the skepticism that people have, because I was one of those very skeptical people, because it does sound weird, right? Like this whole idea of, yeah, okay, I'm going to tap on myself and that's going to make me less anxious. That's going to reduce my pain. Okay. Eye roll, you know, like when I first heard about it, I thought that's ridiculous. And then I tried it and I was kind of flabbergasted by it. Like, something is actually happening. I actually feel different in my body. And when I found out, you know, when I first was practicing this, it was a time when I was dealing with a lot of anxiety and stress. And it was in a group setting that I was first introduced to it. And after that experience, when I did feel calmer, I had some one-on-one sessions. And when I'm stressed out, that results in neck, shoulder, and my TMJ pain will flare up. And so my first one-on-one experience was tapping on the physical pain that I was dealing with at that time because of my TMJ. And in one session, I went from an 8 on the pain scale to a 2, which again, totally blew my mind. And what I found through that first introduction was that it became very, very clear to me that there are emotional components to physical pain. And that's even if there is a physical reason for your pain, right? So like, even if you were in a car accident and you broke a bone, right? Maybe you broke your back. And so it makes sense that, you know, you're dealing with ongoing pain because of that. Even if that's the case, there is still going to be some sort of emotional component about it. You know, how does it make you feel that you've been dealing with this pain? And most people would say frustrated or overwhelmed, right? And then it's like, you know, it's a limiting type of pain. And so maybe you can't do certain things. So then there's a fear that's associated with it. If I do that, am I going to be in pain? And then you're having anxiety about that, which then leads to more pain, right? You get caught in this loop of anxiety, fear, and then pain. And so I guess my recommendation would be, if you're listening to this, even if it sounds weird, if you've tried other things, whether it be for emotional pain or physical pain, then, and you're still dealing with it, give it a try. I mean, that was my whole mentality. It was like, well, okay, this sounds super weird, but my anxiety is really high right now and I'm just going to give it a try. And I was pleasantly surprised. You know, I think different modalities resonate with different people. And if you're curious, whether it's about EFT or some other modality that you happen to read about or hear about, go explore it, because maybe it's going to be the thing that moves the needle for you. And I think it's also like, don't hold yourself back, especially if that thing, whatever it may be, EFT or something else, is showing up in a variety of different ways, right? Maybe you watch a documentary and you see something about it, or you read a book and it's in there and you're like, oh, yeah, and you just keep pushing it aside. Those things are coming up for a reason. Like, It's coming into your world for a reason, and the reason is not to ignore it, whatever the thing may be. So give yourself the gift of exploring whatever you are curious about.
Very much so. I couldn't agree more there. Now, we've covered a lot. Is there something we haven't discussed, Lauren, that you feel the listeners need to hear?
I would just say that I truly do believe that all of the answers lie within. We know what we need. And sometimes, you know, we just need help accessing those answers. Sometimes it's shoved down there and covered up. And tapping is a really gentle tool that can help you access those answers.
I love it. Now, before I let you go, we love freebies here. So what can you offer the listeners, and where can they find it?
Yeah. So I have a free masterclass about EFT, the more detailed information about the science behind it. And it includes a practice, so you can actually experience it in your own body. And that's really where the beauty of it lies. You know, you can only talk about something so much, but what getting to experience it is where the magic happens. And you can access that free masterclass by visiting mindshiftwithlauren.com/masterclass. And all of my contact information is on my website, mindshiftwithlauren.com. And you can find me on Instagram, same thing, mindshiftwithlauren.com.
Wonderful. Listeners, definitely check out that masterclass. And you're on YouTube as well. What can people find on your YouTube?
Yeah. So every week I send out a newsletter that includes a video that I also put up on YouTube, and it's a tapping video. I have a lot of videos on there on a variety of different subjects. And I create those for those people that are interested and want to check out EFT, but maybe aren't ready yet to work one-on-one with a practitioner. But I always like to caveat it by saying, whether, you know, you're watching my videos or you're watching another EFT practitioner's videos, one of the most important things with tapping is that you really tune into how you are feeling. And so obviously with a video, the words that the practitioner is using are not always going to be words that resonate with you. And if you're finding that, I really encourage people to use their own words, because it's important to really focus on how you are feeling. That's what really makes tapping effective, is tuning into how you are feeling emotionally as well as physically, and creating sentences and phrases around that you use when you're tapping. So I always like to share that a little bit. But yeah, lots of fun videos on there for people to check out.
Thank you so much for that. It's a very generous thing to put out there, the time it takes to do videos on YouTube and to share it with such a wide audience. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, tapping has had such a profound effect on my life that I feel grateful and blessed that I'm able to share it with other people. So
wonderful. Well, I guess that wraps up this episode. And, you know, again, thank you so much for coming and sharing this information with the listeners.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
My absolute pleasure. And listeners, thank you so much for your time. And listener shout out, as you know, I've started doing this as people are reaching out. Hello, Catherine. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your feedback. Just a shout out that I appreciate you listening to our little podcast. And for now, listeners, Thank you again, and go forth and create your magical life. Thanks for listening today. Please subscribe to hear future episodes, leave a review, and share this podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at A Magical Life Podcast or at Holistic Natural Health Australia. That's holistic with a W. You can find us on Instagram at Holistic Natural Health or at www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. That's where you'll access all sorts of articles, freebies, and more.